It's 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The governor's proposed constitutional amendment to automatically restore felon voting rights won't win approval from the whole Iowa legislature this year. That's after Republicans on a Senate committee declined to consider that proposal ahead of a statehouse deadline. One of Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' top priorities this year was taking the first step in passing that amendment to restore felon voting rights after a person completes their sentence. The House passed it 95-2. But Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale says there wasn't enough support among his fellow Republicans on the Judiciary Committee to advance it this year.
I'm not saying that this won't move next year. You know, there needs to be some conditions. Nowhere is there any conversations about victims.
Reynolds says she's disappointed by the setback, but she's committed to getting this done. Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson called this a shameful decision and called on Reynolds to restore felon voting rights with an executive order. The University of Iowa released a plan today to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school. The strategy is based on a campus survey that found overall satisfaction varies according to demographics and personal identity. The survey shows immigrants, LGBTQ people, those with disabilities, and members of underrepresented minority groups are less satisfied than their peers. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.